Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 113, Clout. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a good, or generally popular way of finding out your social influence on the internet. So you have your accounts with, let's say, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You have your own Facebook page or a Google Plus page, and you want to find out how engage your audiences or how many likes you get, and find out how that all generally rolls into how it affects your popularity, let's say, on the internet. So Clout put together a platform that adds in all of these different social networks, so whether you differentiate between all the different places you're online, or you post to the same place everywhere and you find that engagement is different, but you want to know how good or bad it works, that's where their platform comes into play. Once you create a free account, be it with Facebook or Twitter, I believe there's an email address version as well, but I just use a Twitter login. You'll connect the various different social networks that you use, and so you don't have to use all of them if you don't want to, but you can add them all so you get a more complete picture of how engaged people are, and you get your Clout score that way. So once you've logged in everywhere, Clout will slowly over time build a general profile of how popular your posts are. You'll see generally how engaged everyone was based on different posts, how many likes they got, how many plus ones, comments, and that sort of thing. So the more engaged your audience is, the higher your Clout score will go. And so that's basically all the service does. And then they offer a certain perk, so when you reach certain levels, you'll get offers for free magazines and different things based on your different interests and that sort of thing, which they build based on your posts and all of that. And so they had an iOS app already released for some time, and they recently released their app for Android. And so what the app does is it lets you basically get stories based on various topics. So let's say you want topics on business and entertainment, you can have just those two topics. Or if you want other topics, you can add and edit that list of topics, and you'll get stories from across the web, which you can then share to Facebook and Twitter, and add your own reviews of that as well. So you can create your own platform of different things to talk about, which people can then view from Facebook and Twitter. They also offer different things like location-based reviews or pictures if you want, and do that sort of engagement as well. So let's say you're out on vacation somewhere and you check in at a place and you want to share, basically say you're at this location and you want to share your review of that area because it's, let's say it's a farmer's market or it's not necessarily a single place but a area, then you can do that. Or if you take a picture of a place, so let's say you're at a local coffee shop somewhere and you want to write up a review, then you can take a picture of your coffee that you're drinking or a picture of the building and do a write-up that way as well. So it's a pretty nifty app to not only get your social platform, but build an audience as well based on articles you like and that sort of thing. And it doesn't require any extra tools or knowledge to get the word out there. So you don't have to create a website or anything like that. Your entire presence can be through Clout and, for example, shared directly to Twitter. So it's kind of like that direct way of saying, this is how I want my audience to interact with me. So that's basically all I really wanted to cover. It's a pretty nifty app. It is free for Android and iOS. So I'll have the links in the show notes for you there. I didn't see a Windows Phone version, so I don't know if it's something they're working on or not, but at least if you have Android or iOS, you can't really go wrong. And the one feature that's also pretty nifty is, let's say you're reading a number of articles, but you only want to have one article released every day, or you want it released once a week, but you're reading all these articles now and you want to have your write-up done, you can do your write-ups for all those articles and schedule the post to release sometime in the future. So as you're writing your articles, if you see like five articles and you want to release them over the next 5 weeks, then you can schedule them to release automatically. So you can do your write-up and you're good to go, and then space them out that way, or release them every day so you have your daily article uploads and have your write-ups done, let's say, over the weekend and released over the course of the week. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com, and you can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And of course, you can always find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And if you're in the mood for building something, you can always check out our friends over at Puget Systems. They have a easy-to-use website which will let you build a computer that suits your own needs. So if you want something as simple as just checking email and doing word processing and setting up your cloud profile, then you can do that, or do something as complex as having a system that can help you with video editing, audio editing, playing the latest video games, and all of that fun stuff. So be sure to check out geek-io.com/PUGET to get started on your custom-built computer today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. And of course, if you want to find This Working Droid or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, you can find us at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.